Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Erevin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnahs are being learned with Chosar Shlomi Zalman of Zugasim Rosi Tivchoyetz Chalotim. They should be gebenched with a Sachas Lachan Siat Tishma, good health, Parnasa B'Shafa, and Kol Tov Sela, and Mischos, Estabas Rachel, Shishi B'Zoich Revan, Reziva Kagon, Bekarav Mamesh. Now, before measuring the Tchum of a city, we first have to establish what the borders of the city are. More often than not, the border of the city is not straight and even. It's usually jagged with houses jutting out over here, a bit of a recess over there. Other times there might be a lone house or two a bit out of the city. Perhaps that's counted as part of the city. Maybe it's not. What about the Ezor HaTasiya, the industrial area, which is a bit outside the city? Maybe that's considered part of the city. Maybe it's not. So the Mishnah is now going to tell us that we start measuring the Tchum from the furthest part of the city. Mishnah Aleph tells us, Ketzad Ma'abrin Es Ha'arim. Now, why is Lashon extending the city called Ma'abrin? So that's a Lashon of Ibor, like a pregnant woman. The same way that her stomach extends from her, so too, there might be something jutting out of the city, and that's an extension of the city. So the Mishnah gives us a number of examples. Bayis Nechnos, Bayis Yotze. On the border of a city, we could have a house which is recessed a little bit in, and then we could have a house which is jutting out a bit. Pagum Nichnas, Pagum Yotze. Let's say it's a walled city, so we might have an indent going into the city and a protrusion of the wall going a little bit out. Let's say Hayusham Gedudias, Gvais Asar Tfachim. Outside the city, there are ruins, meaning they're ruined houses that are 10 tfachim tall, and even though there's no one living in these houses, but they're still considered houses, or gesharim, we have bridges, unafashais, or little house which is near Beis HaKfaras, sheyesh behen Beis Dira, both these bridges and this thing by the Beis HaKfaras is livable. The shomer, the guard, the person collecting the tolls, he's able to live here and might do so from time to time. So in all these situations, Matzinas Hamida Kenegdon, we move the measurement of the city out towards these places, va'ais and aisa kumin tavl mirbas, and we make it like a square tablet, in order that we can gain the corners. And just to keep things simple, what we just said was as follows. The border of the city is always drawn as a square. So we take the furthest point at the edge of the city, and then we're going to start drawing a square from there. We're going to make the four edges of the city totally straight, and then we're going to measure 2,000 amas from there. So imagine the city is a perfect circle. Okay, I want to use an example of a pie of pizza. So even though it's a perfect circle, we're not going to measure it from there. We're going to draw a square on the outside of that pie, and then we're going to measure from the square. You take a spoonful of paint and you splatter it on a piece of paper, and then you have a whole bunch of little dots all over the place, and those little dots are houses, and that's a city. It's a bunch of scattered houses all over the place. We don't measure the tchum from each individual house. We draw a square or a rectangle around all these little dots of paint. That's our city. That's where we measure the 2,000 amas from. Now, moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing to discuss how we measure the borders of a city. The Mishnah says, Noisten karpef lo'ir divir Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that we give a karpef to every city. What's a karpef? So a karpef is an area which is 70 and 2/3 of an amma. Rav Meir learns from the cities that the Levium got, that just like the cities of the Levium had a karpef on the outside of them, and that was considered to be part of the city, so too over here, according to Rav Meir, after we measure the borders of the city, we take the house which is jutting out the furthest, and then we draw a straight line over there, and then we connect all those lines, so we make sure that we have a nice square or rectangular city. On top of that, we add another 70 and 2/3 amma, which is considered to be part of the city, and then the tchum is measured from there. However, the chamim say, Le amru karpef, they only said that we have this concept of a karpef being an extension of the city when we're talking about two cities that are near each other. We have two cities near each other, and by adding 70 and a bit amas to this one and 70 and a bit amas to that one, that 70 and a bit, by the way, is 70 and 2/3, and then those cities are going to be right next to each other. In other words, the area in between these two cities is no more than 141 and a third amas. So then, oise karpef l'shtehen lios ka'achas, we add this karpef to both of these cities to treat these two cities as if they're one city. In other words, according to the Chachamim, we don't give every lone city a karpef around it and then measure the 2,000 amas of the tchum from that karpef. The only thing we use a karpef for, according to the Chachamim, is if we have two cities that are right near each other and there's no more than 141 and a third amas in between the two of them, so then we'll say, okay, each city gets a karpef, and then it's considered like one massive city, and the 2,000 amas of the tchum are going to be measured from outside that entire area of the two cities put together. But again, besides for that, according to the Chachamim, no giving a karpef to a random city that doesn't have another city right nearby. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this concept of having two karpefs in between two cities. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.